So great to be learning together, Sharia Raz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. And we're going to talk about the proper time or the ideal time for lighting Neirot Yom Tov. Now, there's a lot of discussion, debate of the Achronim, whether the ideal time to light Yom Tov candles is before Yom Tov. Some making the argument that that's only for Shabbat. Did you light before Shabbat? Because, look, there's no choice. Can't light on Shabbat, but on Yom Tov, where you can transfer fire on Yom Tov, so you should light on Yom Tov itself. A lot of discussion, rayot, back and forth. The conclusion that Rav Avadya comes to in Shelo Tuchuvah Yechavadad, Chelek Aleph, he notes the Gemara in Shabbat, Chav Gimel and Bid-Bed. Very beautiful Gemara. It says that Rav Yosef's wife, she would light late on Shabbat. And Rav Yosef said, but one second. Let's take a look at Parashat B'Shalach, which describes that we had Anamud Anan, and during the day that led us, the cloud, Anamud Esh, and then the pillar of fire at night. Pillar of the cloud during the day, and the pillar of fire at night. And the drasha is, Gemara says, that it says, Lo Yamish. They don't miss. So it's not like the Amud Anan went down and the Amud Esh would appear. No, the Amud Esh would appear even before the Amud Anan would leave. And so too, the Amud Anan would appear before the Amud Esh would disappear in the morning. What do you see from this? On a very base level, Rashi says, you see, this is normal, that the Amud Esh should come even though it's still day and you have the Amud Anan. So this is normal, and therefore, even though there's light outside, don't wait for the last minute. Light beforehand. So you see you're supposed to light before Shabbat. And Rav Avadya writes that this rule that applies for Shabbat applies for Yom Tov as well. Okay, because it's normal. It's normal to have to light, even though there's some daylight still outside. Very nice, and on a practical level also, you want to make sure that no one goes without light, that we shouldn't be stumbling, especially there should be shalom bayit, people shouldn't be struggling. That's on a very simple level. But I think on a broader level, we have to think as follows. We're comparing Shabbat candles to the Amud Esh. Now, what is the Amud Esh and the Amud Anan? What does that symbolize? It symbolizes Hashem's presence with us, the fire, the Anan, like at Har Sinai. There's Anan, there's Esh. So if we're comparing the lighting, the wife's lighting the candles woman's lighting the candles on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, to the Amud Esh, what a beautiful comparison. It's a symbolic, is a symbol, the women lighting the candles. It's a symbol of Hashrat Hashrat HaShchina. It's a symbol of Hashem's presence in the home. And only a woman can bring the Hashrat HaShchina, the presence of Hashem, into a Jewish home. The Jewish men bring that into the Beit Knesset, but the women bring the Hashrat HaShchina into the home. And what a beautiful comparison to the Amud Esh. And just like the Amud Esh comes while it is still day, so too Rav Avadya says that it's proper, even on Erev Yom Tov, not just Erev Shabbat, even Erev Yom Tov, to light the candles before Yom Tov begins, preferably. If you forgot, then you light afterwards. Now this year, of course, this Shavuot, the first day we have Shabbat, and then the first day of Yom Tov. So in that case, everyone agrees that the lighting of the Yom Tov candles must only be on Matzei Shabbat. You're going to pacify, you don't create a fire on Yom Tov. And so therefore, for sure, you're going to light at night. But on a regular Yom Tov, where you don't have a Shabbat preceding it, you should, or that first night is not, then for sure you want to light on, when it's ideally, you want to light before Shabbat. And I'm sorry, certainly before Shabbat and even Yom Tov, you should light beforehand. And there would be one more situation that you have to, everybody would agree you have to light before Yom Tov, and that is if the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbat. You can't light on Shabbat. Therefore, you have to light beforehand. But that's absolutely necessary. But every Yom Tov, l'chadchila, except when the first day of Yom Tov is Matzai Shabbat, Otherwise, l'chadchila, you should be lighting near Yom Tov before the Chag. Wishing everybody a great day and a great week, and we're looking forward for Shavuot.